family. But
I guess this was a blessed Papa morning.
Yeah. If it's hard for some of you guys to stand, you can definitely sit or whatever. Let's just worship God and forget about our brothers and sisters around us and just come into the presence of the Lord.
Good morning to each and every one. It's glad to be back here with you guys and like to welcome our visitors. It's glad to have everyone here this morning again. I know there's been a lot of travels, a lot of things going on in the past month. And so it is a blessing to be back here again with everyone. I think Brother Lee is sharing with the children's lesson this morning, so I'll turn the time over to him.
All right, kids, where do you want to sit? Run, over there. You want to go over there? Annika, Vin? Vin? Okay, any other kids? You look like a kid, bro. You want to come over here? Okay, yeah, that's okay. So okay, I'm going to ask you a question first. Hey, let's pay attention, okay? Wow, the whole team is here. So who is Jesus? Help me answer that question. Who is Jesus?
Son of God.
Say that again.
Son of God.
He's the Son of God. Who is Jesus?
The Son of God.
Yeah, double son of God. Yeah, that's true. Who is Jesus?
God.
He is God. He is the Son of God, but he is God too. Annika, who is Jesus? Do you know?
No.
No? Okay. Then say, who is Jesus?
The Son of God.
He is the Son of God. Okay. Jesus is the Son of God, but he himself is God, right? And then, Jesus is calling us to do something very special and very important. And that is, it's okay. That is forgiveness. Do you know what it is to forgive somebody?
Like when someone like hurts you or says something, and they say like I'm sorry, and then they say for I forgive you.
That's true. When somebody hurts you and they say I'm sorry, and then you say I forgive you, which basically means like I don't count this against you, right? Is that what you're saying? Anything else, Benny? What do you think?
I don't know.
But you know what it means to forgive somebody? You do. Okay. Denzel, how about you?
I don't know.
You don't know either. Do you know what forgiveness is? Do you know what it is? Like when you do something wrong against somebody? Okay.
You said sorry.
Yes, you say sorry. You say sorry because we love these people, right? So I want to read one part of the Bible to you. Okay, Denzel. Hey, Denzel. Rio, pay attention, Rio. Well, he's not paying attention. So in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 32, church, this is for you too, okay? It says, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. Do you hear that? Be kind to one another. Okay? And it says, forgive one another just like God in Christ forgave you. So this is very important. Okay? It's because, you know, when we make mistakes, hold on, we need to get that boy, otherwise it's going to be a little bit. So when we, listen, kids, when we, you know, we make a mistake or somebody makes a mistake against someone else, offend somebody or something, okay, and they go ask for forgiveness, that's a good thing, right? Do you agree with that? That is a good thing. However, I want to tell you something. Do we have Jesus Christ in our hearts? Right? We do. We do. And for some people, it's hard sometimes to forgive other people or to ask for forgiveness. And that's totally understandable, right? But we want to tell you something about us, that we have Jesus Christ in our hearts. Okay? It is in the heart of God that we forgive each other, right? Because he forgave us through his Son. Now, we have Jesus who is the Son of God, in our hearts. Do you agree with that? Yes? Do we have Jesus in our hearts, Denzel? Benny? We do? Right? So, because we have the character of God, of Jesus, in our hearts, we are called to forgive one another. Now, sometimes I know we might hurt somebody without even seeing it or without noticing. Do you think we should still ask for forgiveness even if we didn't mean to? What do you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. We still need to ask for forgiveness, right? Because we love one another, and that's also a way to be kind with one another. So, this is what I want you to remember. Hey, listen. Annika, listen. If you have hurt someone, even without intention, or if you disobeyed at some point your mommy and your daddy when they told you to do or not to do something, it is important to remember that and to ask for forgiveness. And let me tell you this. It's never too late to go apologize or ask for forgiveness. Even if it was a long time ago, while you're still alive on earth, we still have time to go ask for forgiveness. And it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Okay? Can we remember that? If we hurt somebody, we ask for forgiveness. And if somebody hurts us, we can also forgive because Jesus is in us. Okay? Yes? Thumbs up? Okay, you can go back. Thank you. And that's for all of us, right? You do know that God was speaking to all of us. It doesn't matter how long it was, if you hurt somebody or somebody hurt you, there is time. We still have time because we're still here. Because when we get over there, there is nothing to do. What's done is done. So God wants to work in our hearts. Jesus wants to work in our hearts to make us more like Him. And forgiving is very important. And it's easy to say, I know that. I know it's easy to say, but to practice it, it takes a lot of Jesus in your life. God bless you, church.
Thanks, Brother Lee. I was just thinking the same thing. You know what? We can teach that to our children, but, you know, it's not really easier when you're an adult either. It's crucifying that flesh. And so thanks again for that. Again, I just want to give you a hearty welcome and to be here today with us. Glad you chose to be here. We do have lunch following the meal. I think we got some burgers for lunch. So please hang around for that. Love to have you here. Awesome. Looks like we got Henry and Leah on the birth of their little daughter, Allison Mary. So that's good to hear.
Amen.
Amen. It looks like we have the men's book study this week at Wednesday at John's House, 6:30. Always a reminder for the Saturday morning prayer as well at 7 o'clock. We are honored to have a guest speaker here with us today, and it's a friend of Phil's, so I'm going to turn the time over to Phil and let him give the intro. So.
Thanks, Brother Dave. Thanks, Eli, and praise team. I sense in my heart that the Lord is here, and as I was worshiping together with you, the Lord took my heart and my mind to Zechariah chapter 3, where the Lord says, "Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord." And that's how He does things in our hearts, among us, as we sit here. And each of us are processing the truth we're singing, the words we're hearing. The Lord's Spirit is among us. And that's how His work is accomplished in our hearts. Well, it's my joy and my honor to introduce to you Brother Adolph Diaz. And also his children are here, Kevin and Tracy. And we're so blessed to have you guys share this Lord's Day with us. Just to give you a short intro on Brother Adolf and I, Brother Lee Yoder introduced us actually. So he's a dear friend of Lee and has been for many years. And Lee has been in the last three or more years that Lee and I have been good friends and have been fellowshipping together. Lee has kept telling me, you need to meet this brother. You need to go out for coffee with him sometime. And so I think at one time at the prayer breakfast, maybe he introduced us. And so we had been doing that. And I really feel like the Lord has given me Brother Adolf and Brother Lee as mentors in my life. And it's been one of the greatest gifts at this time in my life. Thank you for that, brother. You know, at the youth retreat, one of the young people will ask, when's Phil going to retire? And I told them, well, I have two mentors in my life. One is 87 years old and the other one's 83. So we'll see how that works out. This is the word that the Lord has encouraged me with as I fellowship with Brother Adolf and Brother Lee. In Psalm 92, verse 12, the righteous man will flourish like the palm tree. That's you and me. How long will you flourish? He will grow like a cedar in Lebanon. How fast does a cedar tree grow? Someone tell me. Do you know? Very, very slow. What is different about cedar wood and other woods? Do you know? Someone tell me? I'll let...
Stronger.
Huh?
It's stronger.
Okay.
It doesn't rot.
It doesn't rot. Cedar wood, they use to build decks. It's a wonderful material that can withstand the weather for years without rotting. That's why they use it to build outdoor decks and steps. And it's one of the best woods you can use. But you ought to study the cedar tree and see how it grows, because the Lord is saying, that's how I want you to grow. This is who you will be in my church. He will grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Jesus often said, the kingdom of heaven is like. Well, here's one of the kingdom of heaven is like. The righteous man is like, they will flourish in the courts of our God. Flourish. And here's what they will do. They will still yield fruit in an old age. They shall be full of sap and very green, full of life. Two, declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. When I sit together with them and have coffee with Brother Adolf, the Lord takes me to a sense of sitting with Apostle John. You know, John was the only apostle that grew old. The rest were all killed earlier on in their life. But John was the only one who died a natural death. And in his old age, that's why the Gospel of John was the last written of the Gospels. John wrote it last in his old age, in his 90s. Bible scholars believe is how old he was when he wrote 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, the Gospel of John. And John in his old age was exactly that. He flourished in the courts of God. And in John, first or second John, the epistle of second John, he writes to an elder of the church. He says, the elder to the chosen lady and her children, whom I love in truth, and not only I, but also all who know the truth, for the sake of the truth which abides in us, and will be with us forever.
grace, mercy, and peace will be with us from God the Father and from Jesus Christ and the Son of the Father in truth and love. I was very glad to find some of your children walking in truth, just as you, as we have received commandment to do from the Father. That gladness is what I experienced with these older brothers. There is such a gladness in their hearts to fellowship with a young man like me. And though we were strangers, there was this fatherly son love that I feel coming from you, brother. Not only love, but care. And out of that care, they speak truth to me, the truth of God's word. Not only their testimony, but the truth that Jesus wants to share with his children from that fatherly heart. John continues, "And now I ask you, lady, the church, not as writing to you a new commandment, but the one which we have had from the beginning, that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk according to his commandments." You thought love was a feeling, did you? It's not what John said. John, in his 90s, declares that love is walking according to his word, in his word, sharing his word with each other, living out his commandments with each other. That's love, walking in his commandment. Just as you have heard from the beginning that you should walk in it. For many deceivers have gone out into the world, those who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. This is the deceiver and the antichrist. One of the wonderful blessings that I get from this mentorship is the faithfulness of Jesus Christ in their life, and they've seen a lot in 87 years. In church. And them sharing that gives me not only a love of a father and instruction, but also warnings. Watch out for the deceivers. They live in our world, and even our own hearts can deceive us. Watch yourselves. Verse 8. One of the things that these dear brothers say to me is, and I'm so glad they do, they have that freedom to speak into my heart and say, watch yourself. Watch yourself. We need older brothers and sisters to be able to say to us, watch out. Watch yourself. That you might not lose what you have accomplished, but that you may receive a full reward. This is an old 90-something John saying this to an elder in the church. Watch yourself. I want you to receive your full reward in Christ. Anyone who goes too far and does not abide in the teaching of Christ does not have God. The one who abides in the teaching, he has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not receive him into your house and do not give him a greeting. Don't have fellowship with him. For the one who gives him a greeting participates in his evil deeds. Having many things to write to you, I do not want to do so with paper and ink, but I hope to come to you and speak face to face, that your joy may be made full. The children of your chosen sister greet you. And that's been one of these blessings that the Lord gives us. It's one thing for us to read testimonies and read books. And I love the history of the church and to read books of these older men who have walked with Jesus all their life and then someone wrote their story. But it's a much greater blessing to have it face to face. There's a greater joy there. And one of those greater joys and great inspirations that you, dear brother, have been to me is your children. And that you're here. And if you were to hear your dad talk about you and rejoice in the fruits of his
labor and of God's faithfulness in your lives. That inspires me. That's what I want at 87 years old. That kind of a relationship to my children. And the Lord is just testifying of that in your lives and encouraging me with it. And I share it with you, brothers and sisters, because one of my greatest joys is to share what the Lord, the gifts the Lord gives to me with His people, with you. And together we all share in that joy and fellowship in Christ together. And that's why I ask Brother Adolf to come. I'm going to share him with you, this wonderful gift that the Lord has given to me. And to me, that's one of the greater joys, is to share together our joys together in Christ. And I want to encourage all of us in that. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for our dear brother John, and that you left him live all those years through the great trials of life, seeing all of his dear friends and brothers be put to death for the sake of the gospel, walking through years of persecution and years of rest in the church, seeing the churches throughout the world and caring for them, yielding fruit and the gospel message going forth. And yet in his older years, you not only gave him that care for the churches, you gave him a revelation of the future, of your glory. And so I just thank you for our dear brother John, the Apostle John, and how he still inspires us and writes deeply to us about the love of God. And today we get to fellowship in that. And I thank you for Brother Adolf and your faithfulness in his life. And you still want to do this work, Lord. And you are doing it in every generation. You give us Johns. Thank you. And today we rejoice in that. And I pray that you would fill him with your Holy Spirit today, as he shares his testimony, whatever you give him to share, Lord, from your word. And Lord, that it wouldn't be by might. He didn't get here by his own grit and determination, but by the Spirit of the Lord. You would open up his heart and speak through him and let rivers of living water water us and encourage each one of us. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Brother, I'll give the time over to you. We'll let you use this mic.
Thank you for Brother Phil. Thank you for the wonderful spiritual introduction. Thank you so much. As I was coming in the door, I met John. And John spoke about forgiveness. And I hear the word forgiveness, and that's a beautiful word because it's what we all need every day. And that reminds me of 1 John 1:9, actually. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So I feel pretty much at home, brother. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you, Kevin and Tracy, for being here. What I've been doing, what do you do for 87 years? To the present. And that's a long road. And throughout the long road, I met roadblocks and detours, deadlines, no passing signs, reduce your speed, danger, railroads. So while I was going through this long road, I said to myself, I don't think I can finish this in 20 minutes. So what I did, I took parts of the road and the roadblocks of successes and failures. And I come to the conclusion that with reference to the road, the Word of God carried me through and my family. So without the Word of God, we have nothing. And with Him, we have everything. So when I first met Pastor Phil, we had a meeting at McDonald's, and he bought my breakfast. Thank you. And we shared the Bible, scripture, right in the middle of the crowd, so to speak. And I thought that was awesome. So that reminded me, Phil, of Romans 1:6. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. So we sat right in the middle of McDonald's praying, opening our Bible and sharing the scripture. And that was beautiful. Where do you see that in restaurants? It's about time we get busy in the restaurants as well. And I praise you for it. Thank you so much. And what I found is this. I cannot see what I drafted there and around the back. The final conclusion that I see in all this road is that He must increase. The Lord must increase and I must decrease. The more we have of Him, the less we have of us. So it's increasing and increasing and increasing for 87 years. But I do like to remember something here. It calls my memory back to the little church where I started attending when I was about 9 or 10 years old. It was a little town in Phoenix, South Phoenix, and the church was located about 2 miles from there. And my brother, the eldest brother, he was in World War II. He had been discharged. He came back home, and he was not very happy with his life. He wanted more, and that more, he found this in a little church. It was called a Mexican Gospel Mission. And in this little church, he found the Lord just out of the service. And now he come to us and said, hey, you guys need to go to church. So when the elders come to you and tells you that you need to do something, in our home, you better jump and do it. So he just came over and said, hey, you're going to church with me. And he took us one by one. Not all at once, but one by one. And one by one, we all accepted Christ as our Lord and Savior. And at the age of 12, I remember sitting with Mr. Allen right across. In those days, we didn't have just little rooms, and this one was the kitchen of the church. And we sat right across from each other. And he says, do you know the Lord? Well, I didn't. And John 3:16. Right away, he quoted that to me. A very, very good man. He was a missionary there. For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And that sounded pretty good to me. I said, I do. So I received Christ at an early age. And then from there on, The others began. By the way, I come from a family of 11. Okay? Right. And one by one, here we go. And when I was 17 years old, I joined the Marine Corps. On my 17th birthday, I said, I do. In those days, you have to have your parents sign off to go into service if you're 17. So therefore, I don't know if you heard of the Navigators in Colorado Springs, but they had a way of sending their missionaries out in the world. And the world at that time, because I was stationed in Hawaii, by the way, I standby for 2 years. What a place to be, huh? So we had the Navigators representatives around the area to minister to the Army, Air Force, Marines, and the Navy. So once every 2 weeks, we go to their home. And we memorize verses, drill each other. So they were preparing us to go out in the streets, parks, or wherever, to tell people about the love of God and Jesus Christ our Lord. I remember that. And I guess we all memorized at least, it wasn't that hard, actually. We had some time. About 200 verses, something like that, close to it. And most of us stay with you, most of it. At 87, I still got some left. So that was so important to us to be able to go out and share the scripture with them. And I recall very, very clearly Romans 3:23, for all have sinned come short of the glory of God. Romans 6:27, and for the wages of sin is death, and the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So along this pathway, I began to think, gosh, this is a long road, and what can I do? So what I have zeroed in is the fact that the more we learn about God, the more we're filled with God, and the less we fill of ourselves. And sometimes you might say, if you're young, elementary, middle school, high school, you might say, well, what about me? I got so much to do. I've got homework. I'm playing ball. I'm in music. I'm just doing a lot of things. I'm busy. Well, you have a road ahead of you, but if you're in elementary, you're learning, it's okay. Middle school, high school, you're preparing yourself for college or a trade. But the key to the whole thing is to keep receiving the Word of God. And this is a church where you can receive this. It's easy for me to say because it reminds me of the churches I've been to, and I really feel at home here. And even I almost sat with the little guys when so I felt pretty much at home. I don't know who's the individual that was here leading the Lee. And he ministered to me right away, real quickly. So I appreciate that as well. Well, anyway, what I'm trying to come across here is that my family, we remained together by the grace of God. And the two sitting right here, they serve the Lord in many ways. Several ways, several years. And I'm so grateful to see you here. At any rate, we text each other. Could be sometimes 10 times a week or even more or less. But we're always into prayer through our texting. We're always scripture all the time, supporting that area. So we're always concerning about our businesses and school and just everything that comes along the way. And we pray together, even though we're apart. Because that's one good thing about having a cell phone is being able to text one another and email one another. So that's how we communicate a lot. So therefore, I'm receiving those blessings. I remember when our children were growing up. By the way, let me say this before I forget. This month, on the 12th of August, my wife and I celebrated our 63rd anniversary.
Hallelujah.
Amen, brother. Yeah. And she couldn't make it today, but I tell you, she's praying for us right now, and her heart's right before us. We have a little dog that needs his handicap and can't be left by herself alone. So therefore, I just wanted to say that because it takes a family and continuous training in the Lord's work. And from my grandchildren, what I get is this too. My granddaughter, Tracy's daughter, her name is Blaze. And she loves horses and she loves farming. So we have little toys that she can play with when she was growing up. So we went out to gazebo, and the gazebo had a table there, and she set up the horses and the cows and the barn and just she knows how to do that. But she's very creative. She was only 6 years old at that time. She's 13 now. And then afterwards, I said, "Do you have a favorite verse?" Right away, she stood up. She got on her soapbox, and he quotes to me Joshua 1:9. And Joshua 1:9, I'm going to see if I can. I had to memorize that. Haven't I told you this? Haven't I commanded you this? The Lord says, "Be strong. Be courageous. Do not be afraid. Be of good courage, for I will be with you for all the days of your life." And I have forgotten that. I don't know if I pronounce every word right, but what it simply means is that when you train them when they're young, they grow up. And it comes back to you. Thank you. Appreciate it. So, to make a long story short here, because there's so much information here, that in John 3:30, he must increase and I must decrease. So I found, as I traveled to my roadmap, that every stop is for me to learn that he must increase and I must decrease, and I must continue that all the days of my life. So this is so important to me that I am so happy that you have given me this opportunity to speak to you a little bit and let you know where I come from, I'm happy I served my country. I was in the Marine Corps 4 years. My older brother was in the Marine Corps 3 years. The eldest was in the Army, World War II, and the other one in the Air Force. So there's four of us. And then my great uncle was in World War I. So we kind of come from a military family, but yet are grateful, because without that, our lives would not be fulfilled, because we learn so much from the military. So I just wanted to say that I'm very happy to be here, and I'm thankful. And I can just like to mention to you all before closing Jeremiah 29:11. This is for all of us. For I know the plans I have for you. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you. I have declared the Lord plans to prosper you and I kind of scratched it out a little bit, but his plans are to prosper you. And let me get it right for you. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And this is what I'd like to leave with you, and if it's okay with you, I'd like to pray with you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful church and the opportunity you've given us to come to you. For we feel the Holy Spirit has been in our presence and continues to be. We pray a continuous blessing on Pastor Phil's church and all his workers and volunteers. And we thank you and praise you for them, for we know that you have plans for them and they have just begun, and it's going to grow and grow and grow, and more people will come to know the Lord Jesus as Lord and Savior. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thing a little spontaneous here. Kevin, would you mind sharing just a little bit about your testimony growing up and your dad's home? And Tracy, would you mind each just taking a little bit of time and just introducing yourselves as his children and sharing that with us, however the Lord leads you?
Thank you. I know I put you on the spot. Thanks for your willingness.
Yeah. Good morning. My name's Kevin. You know, one thing I remember when we were growing up, there were times when financially things were difficult. And I remember my dad always being by the lamp off in a corner, reading scripture and praying and reading and being steady and stabilizing himself through those difficult times in the Lord and through the Lord's word. So that's always stuck with me, Dad. So thanks for that example.
Yeah, I would just agree with that. I have taught Bible for high school, middle school, and college. And one of the testimonies that I often hear from families, from students, is it really is an impactful thing to see your parents practice their faith. And the ones who fall away are the ones who never really saw that in the home, because it was religion and it wasn't substantive. It wasn't in their daily lives. And so when we were going through hard times, I saw my dad's faith in practice, and it was in his prayer closet. And so I learned at a very young age that prayer is really everything. It's the answer. We can go to the throne room. We have the ear of Almighty God. And so when I think of my students and I see them who have a parent who is praying, I think how blessed they are. So the young ones in here who have praying parents, be very thankful for your parents, because they're carrying your faith, they cover you, and those of you who are parents, never underestimate the power of prayer. So, yeah.
Thank you both. Just a little bit of history on something that has blessed me, non-spiritual side of things. As I recall, Adolf shared with me, so he comes from a family where way back your parents were a part of New Mexico and when it was still Mexico, right? Am I correct? Yeah, 1863. We're farmers in the state of New Mexico when it was still Mexico, before the U.S. incorporated into being a part of the U.S. And his wife is an upstate New Yorker, right? And her family goes back to the Mayflower, and they came over on the Mayflower. And the Lord put those two families together. What a wonderful, rich heritage. And he told me many details about his, that journey and his heritage. And my mind went to, as he was sharing that with me over a few different times in meetings, and as you shared here today as his children, the Lord brought this word to my heart. In Psalm 121. It's not. Let me Google it real quick. Thank God for Google. All you have to do is just put a few words in and it brings up the verse. Psalm 127:3. How did I miss it? No, that's not the one I was thinking of, though. It talks about the heritage of the Lord. Can someone help me out? Where David says, I have a goodly heritage. You know where that psalm is, anyone? I'm going to find it, so just give me a moment because it's important. If you find it before I do, just call it out. Yes, thank you. Psalm 16, verse 6. Beginning of verse 5, the Lord is the portion of my inheritance and my cup. Isn't that what you heard this morning? The Lord is the portion of their heritage. And that's what blessed me. They could have went on and given us a lot of details of their life. But what I received was the Lord as the portion of their heritage. It says, thou dost support my lot. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Indeed, my heritage is beautiful to me. I will bless the Lord who has counseled me. Indeed, my mind instructs me in the night. I have set the Lord continually before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will dwell securely. For thou wilt not abandon my soul to Sheol. Neither wilt thou allow thy Holy One to undergo decay. Thou wilt make known to me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. In thy right hand are pleasures forevermore. That's the heritage of the Lord. And we live in a generation who
I hear many young people, you know, speak in a negative way toward their upbringing, toward their parents. And we do live in a broken world full of divorce and abuse. And many children are experiencing that, I understand. But if we look for it, God's faithfulness in our life, we can see it even in our broken lives. We can see the Lord, and He becomes our portion, the anchor of our soul. And we can look back and say, the lines have fallen to me. I have a goodly heritage. And we can thank the Lord for that. And it becomes a light to our path because we've set the Lord before us always. And that's what I heard this morning again. Thank you for that. I'll turn the time over to Brother David.
Thanks, Brother Adolph, for sharing with us this morning, and y'all as well. It's a encouragement to hear other people from other churches in the community. Like, you know, so many times in life, you know, like he was sharing on the road that we're on so many times, you know. And, you know, there's all kinds of different analogies. You know, you're thinking you're kind of the only one, you know. Like, am I the only one experiencing this? But it's always inspiring, encouraging as well to see, like you were saying, John's, you know, Adolph's or whoever, Phil's. And it's always encouraging to see the through the rugged times, you know, we always think of our high times, you know, like everything, oh, yeah, everything's going good, but is be able to go through those valleys and come out the top. So, thanks again for everyone for coming. Please feel free to hang around for lunch. And looks like the guys are out there doing burgers and hot dogs now. So why don't we just bow our head for a word of prayer and consider yourself dismissed. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your love and your faithfulness again to us this morning. Thank you for each of these brethren and sisters that are here this morning and each child. Thank you again for your love. Lord, I just pray that you bless us as we depart from here. Lord, just keep your angels around us. We thank you for the food that's been prepared for us. Bless it to our bodies. Bless the hand that have prepared it. And bless our time together and our fellowship. Lord, that you'd be honored and glorified in everything that we do. We ask this all in your name. Amen. You're dismissed.